Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, videomaker, Oakland native, and Einstein fan. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today, in 1905, Albert Einstein submitted a paper outlining his theory of special relativity. The theory explains how space and time are related for objects that move at a consistent speed in a straight line. In other words, as an object approaches the speed of light, it cannot go any faster than light travels, or its speed stops at the speed of light. This is something of a cosmic speed limit. It can be a little complicated to understand, but one of Einstein's gifts was that he made physics seem simple. The theory also states the laws of physics are identical for all non-moving objects, and that the speed of light is independent of everything around it. The theory of special relativity is a huge part of the basis of modern physics and created a new framework for thinking about light and motion. There's a reason Einstein is still so revered today. Without him, the world would be much further from understanding how light and movement work. Prior to Einstein's theorizing about the laws of motion, the world relied on the theories of Isaac Newton. Newton's laws of motion were as follows. Objects in motion remain in motion, or objects at rest remain at rest, unless an external force causes them to behave differently. His second law was that the force of an object was equal to how much it changed in momentum multiplied by the time, and for a constant mass, force equals mass times acceleration. Third, and this one might sound familiar, but for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newton's laws had some cracks, though, and it wasn't until Einstein and his ideas came along that the full picture of motion came into focus. For instance, in 1865, Charles Clerk Maxwell, a Scottish physicist, demonstrated that a light wave has both electrical and magnetic components and figured out the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. This put some of Newton's apparent discoveries into question, and the discrepancies were only resolved when Einstein came onto the scene. Einstein was only 16 years old when he started theorizing about the speed of light, and only 26 when he submitted his paper on the theory of special relativity. Einstein's theory of general relativity followed the theory of special relativity 10 years later. The theory of general relativity includes 10 equations about the laws of gravity. These theories were so prescient and influential that they predicted some of the strangest but true phenomena on Earth and in the cosmos. For instance, he predicted that astronauts age slower in space. Physics is a confusing and complicated topic, but we're lucky that Einstein existed to make it more communicable to the average person. Not to me, though. I still barely understand. Now let's talk about music. Today, in 2015, Apple launched a new streaming service, Apple Music. Apple Music is a combination of music and video streaming service, as well as internet radio stations, including Apple Music One, Apple Music Hits, and Apple Music Country. In the years since its release, Apple Music has been praised for its playlist curation and reliability, while criticisms have included a confusing user interface. A recent update addressed this concern by presenting a home screen with less clutter and easier navigation. As of June 2019, the service had 60 million subscribers worldwide, which is pretty impressive. I barely know 7 people. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was doing on the last day of June in my life. Happy Pride Month to everybody, by the way. I hope you all had a lovely Pride Month, and I hope you continue to keep celebrating your identity, because while Pride Month is really important and hopefully provides visibility for many people from different walks of life, being proud of who you are and also standing up for other people and their identities is something that we can continue to do every month of the year. On June 30th, 2020, all of 1 year ago, I requested a cameo from Dante Bosco. Now, if you don't know who Dante Bosco is, what are you doing? And second of all, he, to me, is the voice of Zuko, Prince Zuko from Avatar The Last Airbender. He's also in movies like But I'm a Cheerleader and done other voice work in American Dragon, Jake Long. But I specifically requested this cameo for myself so I could get Dante Bosco to wish me a happy birthday in Prince Zuko's voice. Which, in retrospect, is probably one of the nerdiest things I've ever done in my life. And I paid like $70 for it, but it was worth it. And I think Dante Bosco is epic. So shout out to him. Thanks, Dante Bosco. You made my birthday absolutely awesome. Thanks for going back in time with me. And remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past. I will see you in July.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.